If this year's potato crop out of the Pacific Northwest ends up being less than spectacular, you can blame the smoke. After looking like a better than average crop, potato growers in Washington state say that wildfire smoke has changed everything. For a closer look at what's happening, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Tim Waters, regional vegetable specialist for Washington State University. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Good morning.
What's happening?
So, you know, we had an extended period of really hot, dry weather. And then the wildfire started, and we've been under really heavy smoke for the last couple weeks. It's actually kind of clear today, but for probably 14 days or so, we've had a pretty heavy smoke haze in the air.
You know, it's interesting. We've seen stuff like that around here, of course. Everybody in the West has been talking about it this summer. But the notion that it actually has something to do with the growing of crops is sort of fascinating.
Yeah, so the area that I'm in, the Columbia Basin, we boast about 300 days of sun per year. And, you know, the sun, the warm weather, the good soils make so we can grow really nice, high-quality potato crops. With the smoke that's come in, we've seen reduced sunlight on the crop. And when we get reduced sunlight, we get reduced photosynthesis. And, of course, you all know photosynthesis is what drives the plant, what really makes the potatoes bulk. So we've had less than ideal conditions the last couple weeks for potato growth.
So what do you do to bounce back from that, or can you do anything?
Well, you know, we deal with what Mother Nature gives us. One of the things growers can do is they can delay harvest a little bit. With a lot of the potatoes that are grown in the Columbia Basin are processed into French fries and things like that, and a lot of growers are kind of dealt with what the processors, when they need to run the potatoes. So what we are expecting is probably a little bit lower than average yields on some of the potato fields. But we don't really know exactly how the smoke's going to impact the crop because we've not been able to do research at WSU on what the smoke, how it impacts the crop.
Any downside to the potatoes staying in the ground longer to complete the process you suggested there?
Sure. So there can be positive things or there can be negative things. One of the negative things that can happen when they sit under dead vines, potatoes can be subject to soil-borne pathogens that can cause them to rot. So we could see increased rot if the potatoes sit under dead vines for an extended period of time in wet soil. One of the positive things that we think could happen, based on some work by Dr. Rick Knowles at WSU, years ago they actually buried heat tapes in the ground and they evaluated how warm soil impacted tuber quality. And warmer soils actually decreased tuber quality. So with the decreased sunlight, we're hypothesizing that we're going to have lower than normal soil temperatures where the potatoes are sitting, and that actually might have a positive impact on the quality. So we may see a negative impact on the tonnage or the yield of the crop, but we might see an increase in quality because the soils are a little bit cooler than they normally are this time of year.
So kind of a weird cold storage for the spuds.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's one of those things with you ask a grower what the crop looks like, and we estimate, we guess, and we don't really know until it comes out of the ground. And then for a lot of these processing crops, we don't really know until they run through the plant, and the plant comes back and tells us what the quality of the crop was.
Are there other crops that are suffering?
Yeah, you know, every crop is under the same conditions. And, you know, in the Columbia Basin, we have a really long, warm growing season. And we have some crops that we kind of push it where maybe we double crop, where we might have a pea crop in the spring and then put a sweet corn crop in the same field. And to have a double crop situation, we rely on having a nice warm fall in order to get those crops off. So when we reduce the sunlight, we reduce photosynthesis, we're kind of pushing the envelope in terms of getting the crops off before we get cool, wet, frosty conditions.
We tend to look at temperature, you know, backyard gardeners for growing tomatoes, but it's this question of amount of sunlight. How do you measure that? Is there a number that you use to say how much sun is hitting the ground?
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on that, but there are a lot of different instrumentations you can use to measure solar radiation. So solar radiation is what we're talking about. The other thing that we didn't talk about was there actually, when you get the smoke in the air, you get increased CO2, and some crops actually do better under increased carbon dioxide, but they need the sunlight. They need a lot of sun to also take advantage of that carbon dioxide. So we don't think that increase in carbon dioxide will be much of a net benefit. But you know, there are several different types of instruments, and actually WSU has a weather or ag weather net, as we call it. And at all the weather stations we have around the state, growers can log on and look at the temperatures that they're seeing or recording throughout the year, and they can also look at solar radiation. I've not done a pull on that data yet, but we can look at that and compare it from year to year.
It's like a real-world lab. Thanks for your time this morning. Tim Waters is the regional vegetable specialist at Washington State University.